This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
love enough?
Looking back,
did I love enough?
Back did in I the rearview,
I told the
people. Will you be who you thought? Looking back,
did I forgive?
Did back,
I meant that
back in
I
the rearview,
did I
will you be who you thought?
Enough?
Looking back,
did I love enough?
Back.
Did I
back in the
sure
rearview,
people who matter?
Will you be who you thought? Looking
was
back,
was I a good person?
Back,
was
back
I
in the rearview,
good daughter.
Will you be who you thought?
Good
looking
daughter.
Back,
was it locked
back,
or dry?
Back in the rearview,
was
will
I
you be
son?
Who you thought? Looking back.
Did I learn
back,
anything?
Back in the rearview,
mend it, witch.
Will you be who you thought?
I own
my looking back, back,
did I laugh in
back in the rearview.
Am I who I thought I would be when I look back in the rearview?
Thank you.
enough?
Looking back,
did I love enough?
Back in the rearview,
I told the people.
Will you be who you thought? Looking back,
did I forgive? Did
back,
I mend that?
Back in the rearview,
did I?
Will you be who you thought? Looking back,
did I love enough?
Back,
did I?
Back in the rearview,
people who matter.
Will you be who you thought? Looking back,
was I a good person?
Back,
was
back in the rearview,
good daughter.
Will you be who you thought?
Good
looking back,
was it locked
back,
or dry?
Back in the rearview,
was
will
I
you be
son?
Who you thought? Looking back,
did I learn
back,
anything?
Back in the rearview,
mend it, witch.
Will you be who you thought?
I own my
looking
mistakes.
Back,
did I laugh enough?
Back in the rearview.
Am I who I thought I would be when I look back in the rearview?
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Don't know what to do with my time. Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
My lover's got humor, she's the giggle at a funeral, knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes, she tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. If I'm a pagan of the good time,
you can sharpen your knife. Offer me my deathless death, the good.
yourself intense. Is orangey sky.
In the sea of thoughts thinking, enraptured by the colors of air, I hear your voice speaking at me, same words I interpret differently. Has a story to tell.
morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, but the green it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I'm lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes.